Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Happy February. It's officially February.
I can't believe it. Love month. The month for the girlies.
Yes. Can't believe. Honestly, I'm glad January is over. I feel like January was not a great start to the year.
It was seriously so long.
Yeah. And so we're moving on and we're going into February full swing. So, so excited about that.
Also, so crazy. This time last year, we were at your wedding.
Oh my gosh, it's your year anniversary. I cannot believe how quickly this year flew by. It feels like it was 3 months ago.
Yeah, I feel like the first year goes by really fast. I thought that too.
That's so crazy. So, yeah. So fun. 1 year and we still haven't gone on a honeymoon. Probably gonna go back to Turks for our honeymoon in May, I think, potentially. So we'll see.
So fun.
But yeah, that's kind of tentative plans. But yeah, I feel like got a lot to talk about this episode, so we can dive into updates. So first off, the Grammys. Like, did you guys watch the Grammys? It was really good, I feel like.
I feel like that was the best one that I've watched, honestly. I was literally having the best time. I was just gagging at the screen the whole time. I was sick, honestly.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, I was screaming the whole time.
So cute.
And Taylor Swift's outfit was so cute. She had the little T hanging on her thigh, and she literally has a song, Guilty of Sin. I'm going to botch the words because now I'm thinking about it too much. Written mine on my upper thigh. Okay.
Cute.
That's what it says. And he had a little T charm. So cute.
Oh, speaking of Taylor, my sister told me she texted you her...
Oh, my gosh, she did. her sister's playing piano. It was really good. She was like, let me know if you recognize it. Bonus points if you recognize it. I press play in the first 0.1 second. I'm like, tolerate it. it was really cute.
It took me a hot second. I was like, I know this song, but I can't put my finger on it. And then I ended up getting it eventually. But she was like, yeah, I texted Danielle and Danielle got it. And I was like, of course she did. I texted her back
and I was like, in the first 0.0001 second, I could tell it was tolerated.
Yeah, she was so proud of that.
I told her to do Champagne Problems next or Exile.
She was looking into them. So she's excited.
So cute.
But yeah, Taylor at the Grammys, slay.
Unfortunately, she didn't win anything, but...
Which is kind of shocking, and the haters are going to hate, but, as an artist, she's just so good.
Yeah, I really thought, for some reason, people said that Tortured Poets Department wasn't going to win Album of the Year, so I really thought it was going to be Billie.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised about Beyoncé.
And
also I was really surprised.
They're all queens and they're all stunning and they all put out such good albums. I am a country music fan. Mm-hmm. I listen to country music daily. And I just feel like some of the songs on her album were good, but not all of them, if that makes sense. And I feel like there were so many other contenders where every single song on their album was so good. On the charts, everyone knows them on the radio. I feel like I listen to country radio and they do not play Beyoncé. They do not play her songs.
So interesting.
Definitely a very interesting take. And obviously so happy for her. She works so hard and definitely deserves it. But it's kind of crazy because I think last year was also the Grammys where Jay-Z won the Dr. Dre award. And I'm pretty sure in his speech he was my wife Beyonce gets all these nominations and like never wins. So I wonder if the Grammys were kind of responding to that this year.
Yeah, like it was, it felt like a statement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, again, great album, but it just didn't feel like it was a hit as much as other albums were. But again, the categories were so stacked. Like there was such great talent in all of them. And then another thing too, Andrew and I were looking this up, the whole like Kendrick Lamar thing. I think it, they said it took one day to like write that song. Cause obviously this is the beef with Drake and like this was like one of his comebacks. Literally. And like it took him like a day.
Drake is like never recovering from this. That Drake, is just the funniest thing ever. Like I was like in the Super Bowl.
Asking Andrew, I was like, are people's like Team Drake at this point? Like who could be Team Drake now that Kendrick just won? He won two, right? I think he won two.
He won two.
Best song and best record. I think
it was record. Yeah.
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 So that, and then obviously so he has the Super Bowl crazy. Next week. And
yeah
so insane. Like insane, so someone check on Drake. Really cool for him. Drake, are you okay?
No, seriously, like he's not okay. So happy for Chapel, obviously. Love her.
Her speech was really good about
I know it
the
was.
Music label. She's always like,
she's always gonna stand for something, and honestly love that. And then I became a stan of two new people that I don't ever listen to, and that is Doechii. Incredible performance. Mm-hmm. I was blown away. And Benson Boone. I was like, wait, he
kind of the toast cute. I talks was like, about Benson Boone all the time, and it's so funny.
Like, I only know that one song, and like in my head it's like overplayed and overdone, and it's not like my vibe completely, but like, oh my god, he is such an amazing performer. Loved his outfit. I was like, who is this diva? Like, truly was so good. Apparently he's dating like a big TikToker too.
Interesting.
I don't recognize her name, but it's Maggie Thurman. I don't like recognize her name, but love him. Love. Like, I'm gonna listen. You gained a fan.
Love that.
But yeah, the Grammys were so fun to watch.
I just thought would have loved for Post Malone to win country album.
Oh yeah,
because I feel like he collaborated, and like Beyonce did too for sure.
That's true.
But he collaborated with so many country artists on his, and all his songs are like hits. Like he has I'm like obviously gonna blank now, but he has like Luke Combs was one.
Oh yeah, it was like all big, the
Blake Shelton, like
artist, like Dolly Parton,
yes, like, and like Beyonce Jelly has Wall. Them too, but like I just don't like, I don't know, again, I listen to country radio and they play all of the Post Malone songs.
Well, maybe it's because like country, really big country fans would get pissed if like they started playing Beyonce. I feel like maybe it's like a politics thing.
Yeah, for sure. And like I don't even think Post Malone was there, so
I know.
But yeah, it was really good. Also,
oh my God, and also like I was just gonna say the Brat performance at the end was so iconic.
Also, though, I was kind of shocked because it was kind of giving like end of the show vibes. Like that's how they were closing out.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wait, are they not doing album? But then obviously they did it after. But
it was so good. I loved seeing Alex Consani up there and Julia Fox.
Julia Fox, yes. Yeah. And then, okay, what about the Grammy outfits? Like, the looks? Like, any off the top of your head?
Like, I didn't. I was walking. We were on a walk before
it started.
We started watching. Yeah. So I didn't. I still need to go back and look at everyone's looks.
Yeah.
I only saw Sabrina's, and it was literally so good. Like, I can't.
Kelsey, like, Ballerini's, oh my God, I just love her was so really much. Pretty. I feel like J-Lo's was okay, really pretty.
Side note, like, Shakira is literally the most stunning woman I've ever seen.
I asked Andrew, and I said, I was like, wow, like, she looks stunning. Like, and then I asked him how old that he thought she was. Yeah,
we looked it up too.
And he said 30. And I was like, babe, you think me and Shakira were born at the same time? What? So we looked it up and she's like, what, 48? So
48. And she had, like, her two cute
Andrew's
sons
like, there. I hope you look like her when you're 48. And I'm like, okay, babe. That's the goal. Shakira.
It was so good. Like, oh, yeah. And then
speaking of that, too, also Blue Ivy being 13.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, get this girly off this, like, national stage. I'm worried for
her. Protect her.
Like,
her
she
youth.
Looks so, yes.
Yeah.
Like, she's so beautiful, and I cannot believe she's 13.
And also, I think...
Like, I did not look like that.
No. No.
Like, the furthest thing you could look like that, that was how I looked.
Yeah, for sure. Also, I think Cardi B is hilarious. She's
she's
so
really
funny.
Funny.
Love her. I don't know. I felt like all the queens were out. Like, everyone...
Oh, my God. And Gaga, I can't...
Oh, yeah.
Gaga... announcing, or she debuted her new song.
So
I'm
good.
Also sick from that. I'm so excited. Whenever she goes on tour, like, I'm gonna be there. I'm so excited. She's just so back. Like, she's doing her old Gaga stuff. I feel like she, like, played around for a while, and then she's like, okay, the fans want the OG, and she's giving us it.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, that was a really good. And then Beyonce announced her tour, which I'm confused because I thought she already toured.
Oh, I think I missed that. She announced a tour?
I think so. Question mark. Unless I'm making that up, but where else would I have gotten that? But I'm confused because I thought her and Taylor were touring at the same time. And they were like flipping. So when Taylor was in the US, Beyonce was in Europe, but then they flipped. But I think they said, oh, what was her last tour? Because I think this tour is her Cowboy Carter tour.
Oh, okay. That would make sense. Let's see. I feel like when I saw people go to her
tour. It says Beyonce announces Cowboy Carter tour ahead of Grammys night.
Oh, okay.
So what was her last tour?
I feel like Renaissance.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, I love Beyonce. Right. I'm not like a huge like Beyonce fan.
Yeah.
I like love her, but not as much. Like, you know how people like love Taylor Swift, they're not Swifties. Like, that's how I feel about Beyonce.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. But yeah, I felt like the Grammys was really great. I'm so happy I watched. I think it's my favorite award show.
Yeah, it's the best one for sure because all the performances are so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. Can't wait to see what music we get next year. I feel like we were very blessed this past year with music, honestly. It was so stacked.
Also, Andrew was
just so fun.
What if Taylor Swift comes out with Kendrick Lamar because she's gonna be there anyway at the Super Bowl and they have their song together. And I told Andrew, if they play that, I will absolutely lose my shit. I will start screaming. Like,
yeah, that would be really cool. I don't think she would do that, but that would be really
cool. But like, what if Travis asked her to?
He probably did already. I feel like she's like, I just want to be a good, I just want to be in the background.
Yeah, like this is your moment.
Yeah. And then I feel like for Kendrick, like Taylor's not, I mean, they do honestly have, I think they did Bad Blood together too.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, I don't know why I thought it was something else. You're right, yes. But I feel like Taylor wasn't as big of a part of his life. So, and like, you know how Usher did like all of his eras? Like, I feel like Kendrick might do that. So, I don't know. I feel like it would be really random, but like so cool.
But iconic and shocking.
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel like he's a real one.
Because I can see it. It's like
he re-recorded it with her for her album. So, like, real ones know real ones.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Like, the field goes dark, there's smoke, and it goes, because you know we got bad blood.
Yeah.
And then silence.
And then people and just then
she rises from the stage. Yes. I hope so.
So good. That
We're
version
gonna put
is
that out there.
So good. Okay. If that happens, we said it first.
Yes.
But yeah, Grammys, so good. Outfits, I feel like we're pretty good. I feel like nothing was crazy or like jaw-dropping. I don't know. From what I saw, again, I haven't really, like, looked through everything.
The outfits?
Yeah.
Okay, the only thing that was jaw-dropping question mark was Kanye West and his girlfriend. Did you see that?
I saw, like, people reposting it, but they obviously were covering her in the areas that needed to be covered.
No, she was fully naked. Like, she was fully
naked.
Is that
allowed? So, like, I'm confused.
So, that's what everyone is saying, and people have been saying this because this always happens for some reason. Like, she's always naked with him, and people are saying it's a humiliation ritual, and she's being abused.
I mean,
I'm like, is she some sort of artist? Like, does she like this? I don't know, but Dumois posted it, and then Dumois commented on the post saying that Entertainment Tonight said that they were not invited and they were actually escorted out after that.
I was going to say, I didn't see them anywhere in the...
Yeah, I think it's... I feel like that's what happened.
So they just showed up, walked the carpet, naked. And then they were you guys actually aren't on the list, so you can't come in.
Yeah. Like...
Like, I wonder, are these all these people still friends with Kanye, like JC and like...
I know, I don't know.
I feel like, well, I don't know if you saw this, but kind of towards the end of Beyonce's speech, Taylor and Jay-Z, like, cheersed glasses. So I feel like they're, like, mending that relationship. And, like, obviously Kanye is not about that, so.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the only jaw-dropping thing I saw. Because I was like, wow.
But also, it's kind of not shocking for her. And them as a couple, like, they just kind of do those things. Like, it's giving, like,
I want to do a deep
Julia Fox was doing that, but she was more tasteful with it. But then this girl is just out here, like, fully doing it.
Yeah.
So
meanwhile, Julia Fox is, like, on the stage.
On the stage. Grammys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot happening, a lot going on. It was really good. I feel like if you didn't get the chance to watch it, it's definitely worth, like, going back and rewatching it.
It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Love it that. Made me want to really manifest going next year, like, somehow with a brand. I don't know. I saw some girls go with a brand this year, and that is so cool. That is such a cool opportunity. I want to, like, put that on my vision board because that would be so cool.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And love how they did. I love how they, like, made the focus, obviously, LA and the fires and awareness. Like, that was so good.
At
and
the just forefront.
Raising money. Oh, my God. Money.
And the firefighters who announced the last award.
Yeah, like, that was
the year. That was amazing. Awesome.
And then they got to hug Beyonce.
I know.
Like, his day was
and,
just
like, them
made.
Calling out all the companies that donated a really huge amount. I'm like, these social media managers are probably texting the CEO, like,
we need to get our numbers in now.
Everything we have immediately.
Yeah. I was, like, waiting for a grand total at the end. We didn't get
I know,
that.
Same.
At one point, he said 7 million from the audience or something.
Oh my God.
But he didn't give, like, a final grand total. So would have loved to know that number. But yeah, loved how they talked about it, really highlighted it, and, like, all the groups and just everything. And I feel like I recognize some of the people on the screen from, like, their GoFundMe accounts and, like, all that. So,
yeah,
great, great show. Okay. And then one other thing too, before we really dive in, is I just wanted to talk really quick about what's the vibe right now, because it's very much winter and it was Groundhog's Day and the groundhog said we have 6 more weeks of winter. I don't know if he sees a shadow or if he doesn't see a shadow, whatever the situation. He said winter is going to be longer.
He said winter.
But obviously I feel like Valentine's Day, like, people have started posting Valentine's Day obviously already. And, like, everyone is hosting Valentine's Day parties. And I feel like Valentine's Day is in full swing. But also it's, like, still snowing places. It's still cold. Like, it's... But then I feel like after Valentine's Day is spring, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I thought I was like, oh, winter for me. But unfortunately, with it being 75 degrees in San Diego today and, like, the most beautiful day ever, I was like, oh, wait, I'm ready for spring. I'm actually, like, really excited. So, yeah, I'm curious, like, what we're going to see in the first 2 weeks of February. I feel like it's just going to be
a mix. I feel like
it's
going to be a good mix. Yeah, for sure. Of, like, winter and, like, Valentine's Day content. And then kind of after Valentine's Day is transitioning into spring, unfortunately for me. Because I I don't know if this is just me, but I feel like winter is like the shortest season. Like we celebrate it the shortest amount of time. Yeah, because I feel like
it's like,
and I don't get enough time to wear all the coats that I want to wear.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like it is definitely the shortest season because people get really excited about Valentine's Day, and it's just so springy.
Yeah, it's like spring, that like pre-spring. The transition,
people get excited. Yeah, and I feel like also people go on a lot of
trips,
vacations for winter, like during winter, like tropical people who are actually vacations. Tropical vacations. Especially the people who are like actually in the snow and need to escape, but like that's true. Not the vibe where we are. So I feel like I do see a lot of that already. But those people are posting snow content like in November, September, because it's already snowing for them. So I feel like maybe it's a West Coast thing for us that winter is so short.
I hate it. Like I'm just like, I haven't even gotten the chance to wear my coats yet. So
I feel like
we need to figure out how to incorporate them into spring outfits or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like that kind of ties into influences of the week. So what is your current influence of the week?
Okay. Yeah. Perfect little segue. Because I was just talking about Valentine's. I feel like I just am really excited. I am one of the girlies that just suddenly became excited for spring because it is very like girly and fun and dresses this month. I love all the Galentine's Day content. I love all the Valentine's Day things I'm seeing. I think it's such a cute month, and I feel like this time of year obviously is so seamlessly a match for me. It's very easy and fun to create content during this month, so I'm very inspired by everyone's like creativity, honestly. I feel like I'm seeing so many cool like little crafts and I don't know, videos that people are making for Valentine's Day and Galentine's Day. Also, I feel like there's so many like little gatherings that we are going to coming up, but I think it's a really fun month. It's a short month, but it's really fun, and I'm loving all the content, honestly. And I feel like I love creating it too. I feel like I have some cute little Valentine's Day stuff coming up. So yeah. Cute. What about you?
Like my influence or Valentine's Day feelings?
Yeah. Your influence, but also if you... I think we're on different pages with that.
Yeah, unfortunately, like it's just not really my vibe. So yeah, I think it's cute. I love seeing all the content, love engaging on the content, like love to consume it.
You're like, but I'm trying to wear my coat.
Yeah. And like, yeah, like I'm just not that girly. So I feel like if you're not that girly, it's a little bit harder. So I like definitely okay with like sitting this one out, like giving the girlies their space. And then, yeah. But obviously I could incorporate some red, but we'll see. Yeah. I don't know, but I don't feel like extra motivated to go out of my way to create, you know, Valentine's Day content. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm down to go to like all the little events and whatnot. I think they'll like still be fun. And it's just in terms of like content and posting, like that's not my vibe really. So yeah. But my influence of the week this week is I recently ordered some activewear from 437, and I feel like if you guys know, I love 437 so much. I don't know if they're still doing swim. Like, that's where they started, like, a couple years ago.
It used to be called, wasn't it 437 Swim?
Yeah.
And that was their full name.
I think they've, like, really pivoted into the activewear space, but I feel like they're doing such a good job. Yeah. But they just launched a collection. I can't remember who the collaboration is with, but it's a completely neutral palette, and it is so stunning. I ordered so many pieces from the collection. It's like these like beige basically leggings, and then the matching beige like tank top, and then like a cream kind of like little scrunch top that's really cute, and then the cream like, I don't know what it's called, like the ballerina like tie top that you like is kind of
Oh my god, I love those. Yeah,
one of those. And then the cream jacket. So I think that's like 5 pieces that I ordered. And I've honestly been wearing them nonstop. They're so soft. And I love workout clothes that are cute. Soft. Like not like scuba material, you know? Like not super shiny. Yeah, like exactly a matte, soft. That's my favorite material. So I love it so much. And I've just honestly been re-wearing it so much. So that's why I was like, okay, this will be my influence of the week. Because it's just so comfy and I feel like it's so aesthetic and chic and so my vibe, so I just love it. So yeah, that is my influence this week. And yeah, diving into this week's episode, you guys, we're just gonna chat about just new changes and updates on Instagram. I feel like now things are changing so often, it's honestly hard to keep up, and it's just
yeah,
I'm kind of just like, can we not? Can we like take a little break?
Also, I'm really noticing it. Like, we've talked about this before, but like, I feel like you always know when changes and updates are happening because I feel like there's always like a weird period of like engagement.
Girl, and you guys, my engagement has been like the lowest it's ever been. So I'm honestly
noticing it with everyone, honestly.
No, like so bad. Like I'm honestly like, well, it can't get worse than this. Like truly just out here living my best life, like content not being shown to anyone. So yeah, if you guys are in that boat, you're not alone. And it always happens when there's all these changes. And I feel like Instagram hasn't stopped changing things for a while. So it's just kind of like, hello, like what is going on? So
yeah,
it's, that's when you just
I feel like it's
you shift gears and you shift into that mindset where you're like, well, at least I love what I'm posting, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, and truly, you gotta keep that mindset even though it's hard sometimes.
I'm like, damn, people do not like the winter content. Like I thought I was like, this is gonna pop off, this is so good. Like
no, I seriously,
and then I post it and it's like so bad, and I'm like, oh okay, no one actually likes that, so cool, but I liked it. So it's fine.
I don't think it's just the winter. I seriously just think it's like they're the changes, and I'm noticing it with everyone. Sometimes I look because like I look at people that I really like, and I just like
I look want too. To see but like sometimes, like some girls are still thriving.
Yeah, and that's
love fine. That for them.
You know,
love that. For yeah, them. It's like, don't love that for me, but yeah. Love that for them. But it's fine.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like confusing, because it's like some accounts don't ever seem to be affected, and then like some accounts are, aka mine. So yeah, I don't know.
If you guys ever feel like that, just know you're not alone. Everyone experiences it. Like I think. I think everyone, maybe not some people, but
yeah,
the majority, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that's what's been going on. We'll just kind of dive in. So the first one that honestly kind of love is the rectangle profile grid on Instagram. So switching from squares to rectangles. At first, obviously, we're like, whoa, what's going on? We don't like this. We don't like change. But after thinking about it, I feel like it's such a you get such a better view of the photo of the like you can see the actual photo of it, because it's like we're already posting in 4:5. Instagram was just making it a square, and you'd have to like actually click on the post and when you're scrolling you're seeing 4:5, you're not seeing a square, so the only place you're seeing the square is on the profiles. So now that it's 4:5, you can actually see the whole post, which
yeah, I kinda like. And I really like it for the Reels covers too. Ugh, and I love how you can edit the view of the covers now.
Like, you can edit the cover. You could change the cover photo. Yeah. You can. I love it because for some reason, some of mine, they'll post not with the cover photo I selected. And I'm like, okay, question mark. But then I just go in, edit it, put in the cover photo, obviously. But you can, like change the zoom, like literally change everything about it, which I feel like is so it's good.
Amazing.
So yeah, love that part of that too. And then did your buttons turn purple?
Yeah, like random things just change color sometimes, and I'm just like, what is happening?
Yeah
it was funny because they made this update literally the day I think TikTok got banned. It's just, it's funny seeing changes on Instagram and then like people get so angry. Like the way that people, like they can change anything and like,
yeah,
it can be an awesome change and everyone will be so quick to be like,
but I feel like
the heck?
They know that. So they're like, we just have to write it out. As well. Like people will get over it. Like this happens every single time we change
like
something.
My eyes have adjusted and I just don't even notice it anymore. It seems normal now. It's completely fine. I was not ever mad about it. I thought it was like a weird the eyes.
Do we think it was coincidental to the TikTok ban, or do you think they had this planned?
No.
Or do you think they just like rushed it out? They're like, oh shoot, TikTok's actually gone, like push all these changes out. You know what I mean?
I would like love to hear from someone at Meta. Like I would love to know if these things are planned far, far, far in advance and that was a coincidence, or if they just push it out.
Because it's like there's no rush on changing the grid. It's just like when it's ready, it's ready.
I know. I feel like it wasn't a coincidence that it was the day TikTok got banned. But I wonder if it was like rushed out for it. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, not mad at it. Honestly, really don't care. I don't think it like
I feel like it just shows the photo better.
Yeah. I know. And now our preview apps need to
really gosh. Like, update. I'm about to email them and be like, hello.
I know you should.
Like, hello, did you notice Instagram change? Because I also need you to change so I can actually see what I'm working with here.
Such an easy, like, code
in
the app. Like, literally just 1x1, 2x3x4 or 4x5, I mean. Yeah. We use Preview, by the way, and
it's free. And we don't connect our accounts, by the way, you guys. We do not connect.
Yeah.
We just upload every photo, which is super easy and free. So,
yeah.
Okay. So we're loving rectangular profile grids.
Yeah. Like I'm neutral. Like I don't care. Like it's cool.
Yeah, I like
but
it.
But yeah, you can see it better.
Okay. Next one is Instagram Reels being 3 minutes long now. I'm just a little confused because I thought at one point you could upload a 10-minute video on Instagram. So did that go away?
I thought so too, but now I'm thinking maybe we were thinking about TikTok. But I don't know. I feel like maybe they did have it and then they took it away.
People have literally uploaded their wedding videos and they're longer than 3 minutes. Like wedding videos?
Yeah, like I
watch people's wedding videos and I'm like, how did they do that? Unless that was when Instagram still had quote unquote video or IGTV or I don't know.
I seriously can't tell if I'm mixing it up with TikTok being 3 minutes then to 10 minutes. Now it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like this was also maybe potentially a pushed response in the TikTok ban because pretty much everyone was saying they were going to YouTube. So I feel like they had to push it to 3 minutes even though we thought it was already there. But I definitely think it's a response to YouTube because people are moving there and wanting to do long form. And then people can just like, but yeah, I really thought they were doing 10
minutes.
Okay,
so it's saying, and all these articles are coming up in like 2024 and 2023, but they were saying that you could Instagram video could be up to 60 minutes. And then it says reels up to 90 seconds. So I'm a little confused.
So maybe that it was video. When they had video and then they took that away. Okay. I don't think anyone was aware that Instagram video like got taken
away.
Okay, I think Instagram video was the thing that only showed you views. Do you remember that when it would say like views and it wasn't a reel though, but it showed you the views. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
This. Well, I wonder if you upload a video to your feed and then you don't click reels if that's considered a video, because I kind of wanted to upload my wedding video. But then I got confused because I was like, reels can only be 3 minutes now. So,
yeah, I think there was a different video form you could upload it as. And now it's strictly just like poster reels.
Yeah, because this AI overview on the Google search said that Instagram was testing a 10-minute video for reels in August of 2023. So that's kind of a while ago.
I feel like makes sense, I guess. Maybe it was, maybe, so I guess it was just beta. Sometimes they do beta so just testing and then they take it away.
And never told us. Okay.
Yeah, and like I guess this is perfect timing to like emphasize that feature once everyone said they were gonna go to YouTube. So great but marketing.
Also,
there.
I'm like 3 minutes isn't that long if you're posting that long of a video. Like if you're already committed to that long form
just
content,
do 10.
3 minutes is not that long.
I know, like I feel like if they want to be competing with YouTube, it actually has to be minimum 10 because people are posting like 20 minutes on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But they're probably aware that like Instagram users aren't going to be sitting there and watching a 10. I would never on Instagram watch a 10-minute video personally. Right. So they probably know that. So they're like 3-minute compromise, then you can push it to YouTube. But like here's
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
It's the preview, I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense because also same. That's not what I'm on Instagram for.
I have seen people try to do 10 minutes on TikTok and I will just never, ever, ever watch a 10-minute video on TikTok.
Okay, but there's that one guy who started out as the marketing guy who like talks about like the downfall of so-and-so because of their marketing.
Oh,
he makes really long videos and I do sit there and watch them.
Yeah, I feel like though his videos are long, but I honestly think they're max 3 to maybe 4, and we don't even realize it. I feel like 10 is kind of a lot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go back and look after this and see like how long his videos actually are, but yeah, like on YouTube I'm mentally in the headspace like I'm not consuming anything under 10 minutes,
right? And like TikTok, like, if I'm scrolling, I'm open to consuming something a little longer, depending on what the topic is and what the person's talking about and if it's like interesting or whatever. But like Instagram, I'm like fully scrolling. Like, you've got 10 seconds.
You have 10 seconds.
Okay. So yeah, Instagram Reels being 3 minutes long now. So again, probably a response to the TikTok ban. We'll see if people start to use that and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah.
The next thing is Instagram trial reels, which basically allows you to publish a reel to your non-followers to see how it performs before you put it in front of your community. Have you tried it?
I actually haven't. I've been meaning to do that.
I tried it twice. I tried it.
Okay. I've heard really, really terrible things,
about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I tried it twice, and I tried it with, like, videos that I wouldn't typically post to Instagram. So they, like, I do, like, kind of my outfit, like, getting ready videos that are just, like, the quick clips of, like, lip gloss, hair, earrings, outfit, you know, that vibe. And then I have like the talking version that I'll edit and put on TikTok. And so I uploaded like two different ones of like kind of the talking get it ready with me's.
Oh, yeah.
And they like didn't, like nothing happened. Like nothing.
Wait, okay. Question about this feature. Is it shown on your Reels page?
Yes. So like, no.
So you can.
No. So when you, okay. It's like kind of in the same like little pop-up as your drafts. So like when you have drafts and you click it, it'll pull up and say trial reels or drafts. And then if you click trial reels, it'll like show you the trial reels. But if you click, but then you can click drafts too.
So like someone going on your profile, they can't see a trial reel.
Not unless you decide to publish it. And you can, I think you can have it auto publish after a certain amount of time to go to your followers, or you can keep it manual and then decide if you want to. But
I guess in that case, like literally nothing to lose. Might as well try it.
Yeah, I think I might keep trying the talking videos and just seeing if anything catches. But yeah, seeing I if mean, it sticks. The two that I've posted, like, nothing happened. No crazy reach. Okay, I've like,
sometimes I'll pop over to threads and people are very vocal about, like, the features and stuff on Instagram or, like, what they're trying, what works and what doesn't. Everyone says it doesn't work and they're just like confused by the feature because like it seems like no one's had a success yet, but
I'm just confused. If someone sees my trial reel, a non-follower, and they click it and they go to my profile, the reel isn't gonna be there, you know? Like it's
true. And also I'm just wondering, like, who exactly are these non-followers? Like, are they completely random? Right, like, are they, like, where is it an algorithm? I'm sure it's an algorithm based non-follower who would like most likely like your content, but I think it's like you might as well try out a new style and just see what happens. Maybe hopefully they're like working on fixing their algorithm with non-followers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But you might as well try it. I feel like it's a cool concept and I hope it develops.
Again, it's a cool concept, but if it's not executed properly, then it doesn't really do anything. So
Yeah, definitely.
Interesting. Okay. Next one is being able to comment on Instagram stories. This one confuses me a little bit. So
I looked it up because I didn't know the difference. And apparently the difference is responding just goes to the person's personal DMs.
Right.
And if you comment on a story, the comment is public to everyone. But I've never I think you see it on the story. Yes.
No, I definitely have seen stories and you click and like your phone kind of buzzes a little and then you see the person's comment. But like when you're responding.
I've never seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
When you respond to someone, is that a public comment or is that a private comment?
When you respond to someone, it's just a message.
But then, how do you comment? What's the difference? Like, how is the action different? Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, like, your story comment. Right. But your story comes up and I want to be like, OMG, so cute. And I type that in the little box and I hit send.
Yeah.
Is that a comment or is that a DM? Like,
so they have to have the comments turned on and I've seen it on other people's. A lot of people turn them off because honestly, it's so annoying because the bottom of your stories are like faded.
Yeah.
If your comments are on because it says add comment.
Oh.
So you have to be doing that on people who have comments turned on and it'll say add comment. It's not the little box that says send message. It's a completely different thing that says add comment.
So how do you switch between those two boxes? And not everyone has them turned on.
They're different. Like one is a little bit above the box and it says add comment and it's kind of on the story, just on the very bottom. And then the story bar, the like send message is like a story bar at the very bottom and it's not on the story. I don't know if this is like
I'm just like clicking through stories right now and all I see really is the send message thing at the bottom, but
like so the thing is like I used to see it so much more and I don't see it as often anymore and I wonder if it's not turned on manually.
Well, because I know like, when I post stories like definitely things get Oh, okay, okay. I'm looking at my own story. And it says add comment in the bottom left. Should I comment on my own story? Just see.
Yeah, do it. And then I'll look see if I see it. Because I've never seen a comment on someone's story before.
Okay, but just commented on my third story. That's to my YouTube video link. Okay. We're testing this out real time. Okay, so did you look at my story?
Yeah, I don't see anything, so I'm confused.
On the third one on the YouTube.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Okay, weird, because I used to see add comment on everyone's, and now I don't, and I don't even see it on yours. So I don't.
Okay. Well, can you see it on your own story? If you go to your story, is it on the bottom corner?
I used to be able.
Yeah, I don't think I can delete my comment now. Okay.
I used to be able to see add comment, and now I don't.
Okay. I think I only see it on my own story. Which is
maybe
weird.
This is a beta feature and they're rolling it back, because honestly, when I was seeing it everywhere, I was so annoyed by it, because when you would put things especially for a sponsored story, if you would put the tags at the bottom or something, it was it's faded a little bit because of the ad comment. So I was so happy they took it away, but I actually don't know. I feel like sometimes they roll things out in beta and then they just don't tell you.
Okay, wait. Okay, now I'm looking at it. So the bottom where it says send message, then on the right side there's a heart where you like the story and then the arrow to send the story, but on the left there's a little message icon that's not very distinct, I feel like. There's a little comment bubble, and then if you click the comment bubble, that's adding the comment.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, that's where they moved it to, but not everyone has that on their story as an option. So came across a couple stories that have that little comment thing on, but as I'm clicking through, I probably have clicked through 100 stories now. Not everyone has that.
Okay, weird. I guess they're changing it. I'm sure people were like, can you move this? It's literally cutting off the story. Okay, well, interesting.
Okay, so we just did some digging.
I just don't know how that's super necessary to leave a comment versus just send a message.
Can you just comment on my post, please, actually?
Yeah. So I just don't know in what sense you would want to do that, unless you're just trying to be a supportive queen and be oh my gosh, this is so cute.
Yeah.
But I feel like still you could.
But when I feel like I'm responding to someone's stories, I'm talking to them personally.
It's a personal thing. I don't know.
Not that that can't be seen publicly, but in my head, I'm just to that person. I'm get a girl or I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay. Definitely interesting. Okay, the next one is the 20 post carousels.
I feel like, I don't know. If someone has 20, I am probably not scrolling through all 20. I love a max 10, but if I have truly a good dump that I want to do 15, I will. I just feel 20 is so many swipes. I like that they added more, though, just to give you the option, honestly. I like having the option, but I'm most likely not going to scroll through 20.
I feel what about me, you? It's if there's 20, at that point, I could get two posts out of it. And more people would see the second post of 10 versus the one 20 swipe. So it's unless it's a dump that you're for example, a wedding dump that you're maybe dumping details, cute, sure, yes. For me, I feel like it's kind of a crutch, because when I post my outfits, if I can't decide two photos that look so similar of a pose and I literally can't decide, now that I have 20 slots, I'm might as well post them both, because I might as love
them there. Yeah.
But yeah, 20 is just feels a little excessive. So I guess it just depends what you're sharing. But I think it's personal preference. There's some things where I'm okay, I do not need 20 in this carousel, but then some I'm like, oh, 20 is kind of nice.
Yeah, like I definitely do post around like 12. Like sometimes I feel like I on average can do like 12. Yeah. But I do love a short carousel, TBH. Like I think I've decided that for myself. Like personally, I love a shorter carousel.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's kind of my mindset on that. But I will say I don't think there's like any difference whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like engagement wise slash like how well the post does if you do longer carousels. Like I feel like there's not a difference.
Yeah, I think I love 10, but obviously love to have the option to go over one or two if there's like a couple extra things I want to add in. So if it was like a really good shoot day and I'm feeling my hair, feeling my makeup, feeling my outfit, detail shots are cute, loving my shoes, and I just want to share it all, then like it's so great to have the option. But definitely aiming for 10 most of the time is the goal. Yeah, I feel like same. So okay, cool. Next one is adding notes to posts or reels. What is the difference than a comment?
Yeah, this one isn't like a super new one. I just can't remember if we talked about it.
I don't think we have.
I don't really know. I think it's meant to like be a conversation starter slash like show even more support to people.
I feel like that's just asking so much.
I haven't seen it in like a useful way yet. Like I don't see the difference between like comments on the post and like a note on the post or the reel. I feel like the way that I actually have seen it in more of a strategic way is someone like the author of the post, the person posting, will post a note and like ask a question, and I'm like, okay, that's like a good strategic way, I guess. Like they'll like ask an additional like question, and like obviously that will give more engagement, I guess. So I guess like that's a way you could do it, but I don't see this very often. And
but how is that different than just engaging in the comment section?
I think it's like if someone's not going to go through the comments, maybe like they just see that and then they feel inclined to like answer it as a comment. I don't know. Like maybe if someone was just liking the post and then they see that, I don't know.
So many things now, and it's like I feel like it's obviously not proven to help engagement on your post or like help reach new people. So it's like, why are people going to be incentivized to use these features if there's not really a benefit, I guess?
Yeah.
Whereas like we all know like the benefits are in the comments. So it's like you want people to comment on the actual post so you can get the engagement there versus adding a note.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't really know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay. Definitely. And like, where are they getting these ideas? And is like someone asking for this, or are they coming up with these ideas? Like, I'm just genuinely curious. Like, I would love to know.
I know,
like someone thought too. Like, oh, we should add notes to posts because that's different than comments, so it's we should just, definitely
it's
do that.
Also super interesting because I feel like with how much they look and watch other apps, mm-hmm. I feel like TikTok has never added ever something like this, or honestly anything. I don't think they've added any additional features since launching, really.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It is interesting to think like, where are they getting these ideas?
Yeah. Okay. Next one is, this isn't like super new, but again, we haven't talked about this yet really, but when you can do like the comment shop for a direct link to your DMs, like that's, I feel like a really cool thing. We were kind of talking about it. Like we're not sure how it actually works on the back end, but it starts from LTK, I think is the main one, but I think there are other platforms that do this. I think there's another major one, but I honestly can't think of it right now.
Maybe like ShopMy or something?
No, it's like a random, like...
I see people use one called Modem.
That's like an LTK.
Okay.
Like, let me try to look. Like, social media link sender?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, we are LTK girls.
Okay, here's another one. It's called LinkDM. It says it's the number one automation platform for Instagram creators. Huh. So there's like definitely other like options out there, but I feel like LTK is probably one of the most popular ones. So it's like you do your post on LTK, and then once you publish it, you can either copy and share link, or you copy and share post, and then you have to copy all that information into the, what's it called? Into the caption section. And then once someone comments shop or whatever word or emoji you pick, then it automatically sends them a DM. And it's really funny because I'll do it sometimes. I don't do it a lot, but I'll do it. And then I'll randomly be in my DMs looking and be like, I've never DM'd this person before. Like, who is this? And then I go and look and it's someone who had responded shop, whatever. And I sent the link. So I wish they would organize that into a different like inbox folder, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I've commented on girls' posts something completely different than the word that they're saying.
Oh, and it like
and
still
I still
goes.
Get the message.
I feel like that's not like, an LTK confused. Thing. Like, I think that's one of the random ones, and I feel like maybe that one just sends it to anyone who comments, because that's happened to me like, before too. And I was like, I did not ask for that.
Yeah.
But I think some people just really want to push links, so like they're down.
I think it's honestly a really good way to like
because it's obviously impossible to respond to every single
person. To be responding to every single person, and people will ask like, where is this from? And then people will link it on their stories, but if you're not going to go check on their stories like a few hours later, you're never going to know. And like, you might be ready to purchase right then and there when you comment. And I feel like that is where it comes in handy. Like, that's super strategic.
Well, because it's like,
to
what
just
if
have it straight to your inbox? Right.
What if the creator's not like online at that moment that you comment and you want to shop?
Yeah,
it?
And like sometimes I'm like in the moment and I'm like, I'm ready to check out. But like, if you catch me in 5 hours, like I wouldn't be, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Just like right time, right place.
I really like the feature. I think it's super helpful. But also, I feel like, as a creator, I know how to find people's links. So if someone posts something that I really am interested in or want to look up or want to buy, I literally will go to their stories and look at their stories and see if they linked it. And if they haven't, then I'll like go to their Amazon storefront or whatever storefront they have to go find the item. So I feel like consumers are the same way if they really want it, ?
Yeah,
I'm not
I feel
sure.
Like
or maybe they don't care that much.
Yeah, and I feel like also as creators, we're constantly battling the practical and strategic versus cool and aesthetic, and it just, sometimes it just ruins the caption aesthetic, you know?
I know.
So,
that's why you press enter a couple times, I feel like it really is strategic though. Push it down a little.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I kind of want to try it out because I haven't, and I just think it could be really a really good idea. Especially if you're trying to like establish yourself more on like these platforms, like to know it, and like train your audience more to shop from your page. I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, definitely agree. I think it's a really cool feature. I think it's really cool that LTK came out with this, and I don't think ShopMy has it, but I'm sure it's coming soon. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is adding music to your profile. Is that like that? Like when you're like your little profile thing and you can add things to the top?
Yeah. I've only seen it like a few times, but it's like underneath people's bios pretty much. Like it'll
I have not seen that.
Okay. I've seen it on like,
you can add a
really
song
new,
to your little profile
to your
picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, it's different than that. It's literally like it's underneath your bio, just like MySpace. So it'll have the song on your like profile underneath your bio. And it's like, honestly, it's cute and subtle. So I feel like could be a vibe. I feel like it's like,
because I'm like, I feel like MySpace, my bio is getting kind of full.
I don't even think it's part of your bio. It's just like underneath, kind of like above your photos.
Okay.
And it's like pretty subtle. I don't think it ruins the vibe of your profile. And I feel like it's like a fun way to kind of show people just coming to your profile. I don't know. It's like could be a good connection, or oh, this is like really giving the full round, full, what's the word? Full round. Well-rounded image of this person and their vibe, you know?
Yeah. So I feel like it kind of like adds like a personal touch, yeah. Because you're like, oh, I like this song too. Yeah. They like this song. Like,
yeah, like this is like the vibe I'm trying to portray. I feel like it's a cute idea. Also, like speaking of which, I'm still trying to figure out, do we think adding music to a post does anything?
Okay, so same. And honestly, I cannot attest to the engagement right now because Instagram is just so bad right now.
I've tried it before and like it didn't really do anything, but there's some people that do it on every single photo.
I think that I've noticed. The thing is, I think I saw Adam Mossery, or however you say his last name, post something that like, if you add music to your carousel post, then it can potentially show up in reels for additional reach.
Okay, this actually makes so much sense.
If you don't have music on your carousel, then it does not potentially get pushed to reels. Because I've definitely scrolled reels a couple times and saw posts, and I'm like, what is this doing here?
No, okay, this makes so much more sense. Because even me and Josh, literally a few hours ago, he was like, is this a new feature? And he was showing me, it's not even the reels tab, it's like the explore tab, and you'll click on something and it'll look like a reel.
Yes, but it's a photo. You scroll. Yes,
yeah. So I think that's what it is. And honestly, that's like a brain aha moment, because now I'm like, that makes so much sense. You could be on the explore page for reels, and yes, reels gets more. Okay, this makes sense, honestly, girlies. Give it a try. I'm going to be trying it because
yeah, I think I've tried it a couple times, and yeah.
Especially on a period where things are just up in the air and engagement's wacky, you might as well try.
Yeah.
But that does make sense, because I seriously have been wondering how these girls are posting carousel reels, and now I get it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really doing it intentionally. It's just how it shows up. And I would like, also, I wish we could submit ideas to Meta or Instagram or something, because like, I don't understand how TikTok can do suggested music so well and Instagram can't. This point, when I'm posting my reel, I will go to TikTok first.
I go with the first option.
No. I will go to TikTok first, upload it into TikTok, see what it gives me as the generated suggestions. And then if I like any of those, then I go back to Instagram and find the Instagram version of it and use the audio. Because, like, that is the one thing I feel like TikTok is so good at, is generating the audios, or, like,
it's always so good. Like, seriously, I always go with the first option, and it's always synced to my video.
Yes. And, like, Instagram is not doing that, and I'm just like, what are you doing? So I need to submit this idea to them, because I'm like,
I'm sure they're working on it.
I'm like, just like, my capacity when I'm posting reels and looking for music, I have the least amount of energy and enthusiasm for that part. So, and it's just so repetitive. Like, it's such the same music on Instagram all the time. I know. It's the same three songs that everyone is using because that's what's trending. And I'm like, TikTok has such good variety, so many original audios, normal audios, like, we have options. You're suggesting the best ones for me. I'm picking my favorite and I'm posting so quickly. Whereas on Instagram, I have to like allocate like at least 10 minutes to find an audio that I like.
So one time, like literally this has only happened to me once. I feel like they were testing it, and it happened once to me on Instagram where it was a suggested audio, and I've never seen it again.
Yeah.
So I feel like
that reminds me.
I feel like it's coming, actually, but maybe it's not as good.
Have you heard that they're releasing an editing app? I think it's called Edits or something.
Oh yeah, I forgot to put that on here.
I feel like maybe that's what it's going to be in.
Okay, that would make sense. And I'm also, side note, so excited for this new editing app, because
But side note, is it a different So you think it's a completely different app? Yes. That's like CapCut to associated. TikTok, Edit to Instagram.
Like that's connected. I definitely think it's going to be a separate app, like Threads, but it's going to be connected and like intertwined. But I think it's going to be a different app.
Interesting.
Wait, yeah, actually it is 100% because we had to pre-order it in the app store. So
did you?
It's definitely, yeah.
Did it cost money? I don't know
what that means, but like, no, you just like click it. And so I think all that happens is it's going to be downloaded onto your phone once it releases.
It yeah.
And I'm really excited for that because I feel like I've seen some previews of it and I feel like it'll be good. But also I was actually distraught when CapCut, you still use InShot, but I have like fully converted to CapCut and it's actually so good. And I was so distraught when TikTok got banned for literally 5 hours. CapCut was also part of that ban and I didn't get it back for like 3 additional days after that. And all my stuff was on it. So I'm excited to have an Instagram version of CapCut.
Also, side note, I finally got the TikTok editing.
Oh my God.
That I have.
That is a crime. Like, seriously, that's a crime for you. Like, I can't believe you didn't have it for this long.
I know. I'm just confused. Am I the only one? Like, that I just. I don't know. Yeah, that maybe that's so why weird. I never switched to editing in TikTok or CapCut because like I didn't have that. So I'm like always editing out of the app. I don't know. Okay. And then the last one that's apparently coming is Meta Verified is going to offer like a higher tiered plan that you can pay for and that like you can do clickable links in Reels potentially.
I don't know how credible this is. I got it. I was just like doing some research and I found it in an article talking about the new changes. Like this person already had it, but it's so interesting. Like there's different tiers for Meta Verified. And I guess the next tier above what everyone is doing right now, like if you are doing it, it's like $15 a month. The next tier I think is $45. Oh, and then
my gosh. Yeah.
And that one gives you allegedly
dollars.
Dude, there's one that's $350 a month.
For
that's
what?
The highest. It's like for businesses, and I don't know. I think it like promotes your business more, and there's like more like ad opportunities. I feel like
that's
with
what
it.
They I say, but then know. Like it doesn't actually happen.
I know. So like honestly, don't take our word on this, but this article is outlining it, and it was showing pictures. So I don't know, but. It'll apparently with each tier you get different amounts of links for each reel. So like with this next tier you would get 3 a month, and then the next
three
year after that you get
for
like
$45.
Yeah. So like I don't know if this is giving real or not, but like I saw it in two.
Giving
so we'll see.
Rip off.
Because I feel like it's like,
why would I pay
$45
to put a link on a reel?
Right. I wonder if this is actually just for businesses. Like, it's not something a creator would use unless a brand requests.
But that, like, doesn't make sense because
maybe it's for businesses, actually. Because I've seen clickable reels, but as, like, a sponsored ad.
Right. And then you click, it says shop now, and then it goes to like the website, not a profile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I feel like.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, you guys.
Like, I'm not going to pay $45 to put a link in a reel when I can do it for free on my story.
I just like, I hope Instagram is like rethinking the whole promoting creators to pay for tiers thing because like actually everyone
also,
would.
Also, that's not fair.
Yeah, like people would leave the app. I feel like if they started promoting that, and I think they're aware
I thought
of that,
the whole
so
thing was basically
maybe this is for businesses
for support and like verification and identity.
Yes, same.
Not.
I'm just gonna like write this off as this is for businesses and like hope that they make the right decision.
Okay. Yeah, if this does roll out, this will be. Very interesting, and we will definitely be talking about it, but it is giving business vibes, and but still, like, small businesses are going to pay $300. But then if you're not like creating your own ad, then you're not able to be very specific with like what you're targeting. It's just like going to be an ad. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I feel like clickable reels could be good for like LTK ? I don't know, but like not if you're paying for it.
Or you can just comment shop on my reel for free and get the link to your DM.
Maybe they're trying to compete with that.
Well, maybe they want to keep it. Ooh, maybe it's this. Okay. Maybe they want to keep it in the Instagram browser app because have you ever purchased anything directly in the browser? I think I've done it like one or two times where like you like click someone's link and then it stays in Instagram, and then if you really want it, you just check out in Instagram, you know, and you could like open an external browser if you want. But if you stay in Instagram, I noticed this. I made my purchase for the amount and then I got a separate charge for like an Instagram fee. I think it was like a dollar or two. It was like a very small percentage of the transaction. But I think they charge per transaction if you do it in the app, which is why I literally don't do that anymore. I always like click the three dots and click open in external browser and then purchase from the browser. But I think if you keep it in the app, they like get a fee and like make money off that. So that's why they would want you to add the link to your reel so that you could stay in the app.
Yeah, okay. That's a good theory.
So, potential. Because, we'll like, for them to make money, obviously, and that's what they want, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. Well, that is it for all of our changes and updates on Instagram. I honestly feel like it's kind of been a lot lately, and I would just love some downtime.
If we could slow it like, down,
like take a little pause for a second because my engagement's like all out of whack. Would love that. And like these changes are good for the most part, I would say, but like how do they keep coming up with more changes? It's so crazy. But hopefully this was helpful for you guys, or just sharing new features with you that maybe you didn't know existed. So that's a wrap on this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it and appreciate all the support, all the tags, all the comments, the DMs, everything. We love you guys so much and hope you have an amazing week, an amazing new month. Happy February. New month, new mindset, new us, like new everything basically, starting over from January. And hope you guys have a good week and we will see you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review and we'll see you next week.
Bye.